Welcome to Fronteras, a program that explores issues at the border and beyond through the lens of arts, culture, and history. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. San Antonio is one of the center points of Chicano art and culture and of the Mexican-American civil rights movement. Art representing the Movimiento is on display at a gallery in San Antonio. The exhibition is called Chicanx, Dreamers and Changemakers, Soñadores y Creadores del Cambio. It did not originate in San Antonio or in Texas or even in the American Southwest. The exhibition was originally presented at the Museum of Anthropology at the University of British Columbia from 2022 to 23. It was the first major Latino group exhibition in Canada. The exhibition's first stop in the U.S. is, appropriately enough, in San Antonio. Almost three dozen artists from across the country and San Antonio working across various media contributed to this colorful, moving, defiant, and bilingual exhibition now on display at the Contemporary at Blue Star on the banks of the San Antonio River. The Contemporary's curator and exhibition's director, Jacqueline Saragossa McGilvray, says there's a reason San Antonio artists were represented heavily in the original exhibit in Canada.
It does take somewhat of an anthropological approach to how it's looking at Chicanx culture. And so, of course, San Antonio is heavily represented in that exhibition.
Saragossa McGilvray says the original curator of the Canadian exhibit, Jill Baird, felt compelled to highlight Chicanx culture at the Anthropology Museum in British Columbia.
Part of the impetus for Jill wanting an exhibition addressing Chicanx culture in Canada was because of the Chicanx community that lives there now, and also their history with migrant labor and also the indigenous cultures and the intersections between Chicanx culture and indigenous culture.
Visitors to the Contemporary to view this exhibit are welcomed by a blast of color, blue and yellow walls, papel picado, or festive perforated decorations, hanging from the ceilings, and a neon sign on the back wall that reads, "Make Tacos, Not War." Saragossa McGilvray says this bright installation by San Antonio native Alejandro Diaz exemplifies activism, one of the themes running through the Chicanx exhibition.
There are lots of intersections and different works that are represented, but the themes are neighborhood, borderlands, activism, home, and identity. And you can see how there's an activism to this statement. It also is a very welcoming statement, right?
Like the first thing you see.
It's the first thing you see, but also like making tacos, like this piece is in the activism context. It makes me think of home. To me, it makes me think about as well, like this daily activism in your home and how you live your life.
Each piece in this exhibit is accompanied by English and Spanish descriptions. The words of Chicano scholars and artists accompany the works on the colorful walls on which they're displayed. Agriculture and migrant labor are evident in several works in the exhibit, including the painting Lettuce Field with Target and Skull by San Antonio artist Rudy Trevino. An upside-down bullseye target hangs over a lettuce field. Trevino says in his artist statement that this represents violence against farm workers who struggled to unionize. The bottom portion of the painting features a skull bookended by large cabbage heads, representing the farm workers' suffering and death. Here's Contemporary curator Jacqueline Saragossa McGilvray.
When you integrate the skull with the agriculture, for me that talks about, you know, oppression in labor in farming and agricultural industry. To me, this piece is really powerful because in thinking about kind of the political nature of the iconography of including the skull with the field, my first kind of learning about Latino activism was through migrant labor farming activism and protest. You'll see that in multiple pieces, the skull is a motif, I think, or like a common iconography used in a lot of artists' work in the show. No matter what section that you're in, you see it here in Celeste Luna's print, Our Lady of the Checkpoint, you see the skull on that sensor.
It's like a one of those Border Patrol license plate cameras.
Yes, the scanner camera. You see the skull on there. You see it on Luis Valderas's piece here.
The work by Luis Valderas, a San Antonio artist, printmaker, educator, and self-proclaimed agent of change, is called The Horizon. It's a long horizontal work, 1 foot high and 6 feet long. It fades from top to bottom, from light blue to black. Numerous vertical fingerprints across the length of the work suggest a large crowd of people behind a dotted line interspersed with dots. Beneath that line is a pile of skulls. Valderas told us via Zoom that he used his printmaking skills to create this ode to the immigrant experience.
So the figures that you see above the skulls past the border line, the line that goes horizontally across in little jagged zigzags, are really done by stamping and patting the image of my fingers within the background. The printmaking effect on that was my ode to the large-scale printmaking that, as a matter of fact, is set up right next to my piece, which is Celeste de Lunas. The curation of the show was really nice to have those two pieces right next to them, have them be an ode to each other. And so the river that we cross is a mythological river we always cross after in a number of cultures. And in our case, with our reality, it's the frontera. Our gente have been crossing that for thousands of years. The borders have crossed them, all our ancestors, into this frontera. But the delineation on paper is always present, with the lines and the dots across the borders that are fabricated by human beings. And I wanted to make a commentary on this idea of the xenophobia that's happening. And I made that in 2007. And we're still having to battle the same issues of immigration and border and identity and making sure that we're compassionate to our fellow human beings, because a lot of our fellow human beings die crossing that border. And the reasons are multiple. I mean, they have been occurring ever since the introduction of the colonizer in the Americas. And so my attempt with this is to examine that xenophobia of the faceless forms that are crossing the border that, you know, some are related to us, some are not. But then from the aspect of the viewer who's not, may not be connected to that, they become faceless images of almost zombie-like figures or death figures or shadows that are coming across. I'm a Chicano futurist, so what that involves is a connection between past, present, future, to imagine our people, our gente, our brown people into the future in a place so we can occupy space, we can take space and hold it. And in that respect, the long image of it is also my idea of flying into the earth from outer space and seeing that long dark horizon upon reentry.
The border and even outer space is a theme that's found in some of the other pieces in the exhibition, Chicanx Dreamers and Changemakers, Soñadores y Creadores del Cambio. We'll continue our exploration next on Fronteras. Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. The Contemporary at Blue Star is the longest-running nonprofit space for innovative contemporary art in San Antonio. Since June, the Contemporary has hosted an extensive exhibit of Latino artists called Chicanx, Dreamers and Changemakers, Soñadores y Creadores del Cambio. The touring exhibit originated at the Museum of Anthropology at the University of British Columbia, and its first stop at the Contemporary is its first in the U.S. We've been taking a tour of some of the highlights of the exhibit, which include numerous works by San Antonio artists. The exhibit's themes of borderlands, activism, neighborhood, home, and identity interconnect and reflect the struggle and success of immigrants and the overlooked history of the Chicano movement. The Contemporary's Jacqueline Saragossa McGillivray takes us to a painting that features an immigrant family in an embrace, standing before a backdrop of a jagged U.S. flag and gazing upward to the heavens. The work is called Immigrant Couple by San Antonio native and San Antonio resident Raul Servin. This family of four and their dog are all skeletons. Servin says in his artist statement that they are Jose, Maria, and Jesus, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, and their anchor baby, Billy. Calaveras, skulls or skeletons, are a recurring theme in many of the works in this exhibit, including work by artist Roberto Jose Gonzalez.
The use of calaveras, or the skeleton iconography, is ancient, thousands of years old. And Chicanx artists today utilize that iconography very well in expressing what is happening today. And I think that's a beautiful thing. It's kind of rare in the world of art to see such a celebration and usage of skeletons or calavera imagery. And I think that's what makes Chicanx art so special, is that we feel very close to life and death, and that we feel that the beauty of how wonderful life is by using the iconography that you see in this exhibition so well.
Gonzalez is a native of the border, living in San Antonio. He's a performance and visual artist, as well as a musician specializing in pre-Hispanic instruments. His contribution to this exhibit is a diptych. A stark black panel on the left features skeletons collapsed on top of each other, victims of a massacre. The black panel to the right also features skeletons clearly in anguish, grieving the deaths of those in the neighboring panel. Gonzalez says a recent racist mass shooting inspired the pieces El Paso 8319 and No Hate, No Fear.
It is based on the experience I had learning about the Walmart shootings, the massacre really, in El Paso. 23 people were shot and killed, some protecting their families, and another 26 were wounded. I was just so deeply moved. I was born in a border town, Laredo, Texas, and I felt like all the people along the border were deeply affected by this experience of this attack. The attack was based on hunting Mexicans, as the shooter so described. I wanted to represent that somehow, because it just seems like whenever there's a shooting, because there's so many shootings now, they're forgotten. People are forgotten, the victims are forgotten, and I wanted to remember them, the courage for many of them who stood up to the shooter and were killed, who shielded their wives and their babies, and they were killed. So on the left-hand panel are the 23 victims in the form of calaveras and skeletons, and on the right-hand panel are the families, symbolic of the people of El Paso, and symbolic of those left behind. The title No Hate, No Fear refers to the idea that in the face of violence, in the face of hatred, we cannot let ourselves be so overtaken by it that we instead need to offer forgiveness and love for everyone involved in this scenario, and just try to move our world forward in remedying this dynamic of this overwhelming hatred that's transforming into a negative transformation of killing and hurting a people.
In Gonzalez's diptych, a single skeleton on the inner edges of each panel reach out to the other, but are never able to touch. In between their hands, in the space between the panels, is a red palm print placed on the bright yellow wall on which the panels are hung. Contemporary curator Jacqueline Zaragoza McGilvray says this palm print was not part of the original display in Canada. It grew out of an opening night performance by Gonzalez back in June.
It shifted a little bit in this exhibition, where the last exhibition the panels were touching, but this gap here also became this symbolic addition, and then, as you noted, the handprint between the gap, kind of serving as like bridging life and death, is that's I think what happens when that handprint activated that gap, which also happened during a performance opening night, and it felt almost like a mourning ceremony. And I think that, speaking from my own experience, I don't think in the U.S. we have a lot of opportunities to mourn collectively that are a part of our culture, that are not solely a part of some kind of catastrophic, tragic event, but to mourn in a healthy way collectively as a community. So I feel like that really happened through Roberto's performance.
One of the large eye-catching paintings in the Chicanx exhibit is by San Antonio artist and retired educator Deborah Quetzpal Vasquez. It's around 6 feet tall and 4 feet wide. A brown-skinned woman stands in her kitchen, a red bandana around her forehead, holding back her long black hair. She's got a lean, muscular build, evident by her white tank top and form-fitting pants. An indigenous Virgen of Guadalupe is literally bursting from her chest. She's standing defiantly with her left hand curled into a fist resting on her left hip, almost in a superhero-like pose. She's gazing into the distance, past the viewer. Beside and behind her are food items familiar to Mexican indigenous people for centuries, like beans, amaranth, and squash. And a starry night sky is visible in the open kitchen window. Citlali is in outer space in her starship kitchen. This painting is called Citlali, Cuando Éramos Sanos, or loosely translated as Citlali, When We Were Healthy. Quetzpal Vasquez told me via Zoom that the character's name Citlali translates as star in Nahuatl, an indigenous Mexican language spoken for centuries.
She started out as the Virgen de Guadalupe, right? But then as I evolved, so did the Virgen de Guadalupe, and then she became Tonantzin, which is the deity that appeared to Juan Diego or Cuatlatoac on the mountain of Tepeyac. So as I became evolved, so is Citlali. So this piece is called Cuando Éramos Sanos, right? It's also been named Las Siete Guerrieras, which are the seven warrior foods of Anahuac, which is Mexico, before Mexico, right? Or Mexica. The seven warrior foods are the maíz, is the principio, right? The principal one. And then the chile, frijol, the squash, amaranto, maguey. So yeah, I'm really concerned with the food. I'm definitely concerned with the border issues. But I don't recognize the border because I don't want to recognize that border. I'm really concerned with that erasure. That's the erasure that we need. While they're trying to erase us, I'm trying to erase the border.
Borders are all over a wall of U.S. maps in the exhibit, both historical and satirical. The first map on the left shows Mexico and the U.S. as they were in 1848. It provides historical context to what the U.S. looked like before the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo redrew borders and created Mexican-American identity. Contemporary curator Jacqueline Zaragoza McGilvray points out a famous phrase posted next to that map. We didn't cross the border crossed us.
That phrase, I will say, like curatorially, it's definitely a driving force between the projects that I bring into our exhibition program here. The theme of borders is something we revisit again and again because that experience is always relevant to our community here.
The map in the middle is an explosion of color and imagery that mostly encompasses the American Southwest, Texas westward to California. It's a work by Arizona artist Alfred J. Quiroz titled Manifest Destiny, a deliberate misspelling of manifest. It's rich with satirical imagery, including the Alamo defenders, a pilgrim with two rifles firing at both a Mexican and an enslaved person, President James K. Polk signing a document declaring war on Mexico, and a Rockefeller-type top-hatted millionaire peeking under the skirts of the Virgen de Guadalupe. On the eastern edge of Texas, a banner reads, Come to Texas, Americans, free land for Mexico. On the California and Arizona border with Mexico, a border wall reads, Keep out wetbacks. And in what may be a reference to Michelangelo's The Creation of Man, a disembodied hand with a bejeweled bracelet and painted fingernails reaches out from a cloud that reads, You're the chosen. That finger points to a faceless white outline of a man that's simply labeled Anglo-Saxon race. The final map on the panel is a traditional map of the U.S. with various generic landscape paintings hung over various points on the map. Each of these thrift store landscapes features stark black silhouettes of immigrant crossing signs, a man and woman dragging their child behind them as they run across an unseen road. The piece is called Salón de los Ilegales, loosely translated as Lounge of the Illegals. It's by Colorado artist Carlos Fresquez. Here's curator Jacqueline Zaragoza McGilvray.
To me, it also looks similar to like a wildlife crossing sign where you have like the deer in motion, but it's a family in motion. And these signs used to be up along the border to say, like, don't hit people with your, watch out for people with your car.
And it's so animated, right? Mm-hmm. They're caught in motion, like yes. If they are running, if they're fleeing.
Yes.
Which is already almost stereotypical.
Yes, exactly. That stereotype and those silhouettes becoming an iconography themselves, that is how we think of migrants or of immigrants, is very, very telling use of that.
Fresca says in his artist statement that he's illegally placing Mexicans into American utopia. The name of the exhibition, Chicanx, is inspired by the Nahuatl and its frequent use of the letter X. That letter is largely used today in the movimiento to degender a gendered language. But Chicanx, like Latinx, is still a controversial term. Contributing artist Deborah Quetzal Vasquez shared her point of view on the controversy.
We're fighting this erasure, right? And even Chicano doesn't mean what Chicano meant back in the day, right? Because it's like, I see a lot of people calling themselves Chicanos, right? And so I still use Chicano with a CH, Chicanx, because I am a lesbiana and I am gender fluid, and that Chicanx embraces all of the parts of me. And I really appreciate that. It's been around forever. But the whole X thing came around a long time ago. It's like in the 70s. Along with disco, we were using the X. And so it's been around. It's not a new thing. But the queer community has totally embraced it. I appreciate it. And so I embrace it also. But I think that Chicano also has moved away from being the political word charged. But I don't know if the people using it are always as politically charged as I would hope them to be. But I think when you say you're Chicanx, then that really means something. At least it does to me.
It also means something to artist Luis Valderas.
I use Chicanat and the at sign because for me, I'm very visual. Well, I mean, everybody's visual, but especially if you're an artist. But for me, it makes visual sense that the A is, how do you say, cradled by the open circle that's an O, but it's open and it's cradled. And I think that for me, that represented what it means to be in a community that accepts all. But at the end of the day, it's like salsa. It does the same thing. It spices things up. It doesn't matter what you call it. Is it salsa roja? Is it salsa verde? What is it? That's how I see things. And then I just pay attention to the actions, because I was always taught, pay attention to what people do, not what they say. And if you talk the talk, you better damn well walk the walk.
Take the walk through the exhibition, Chicanx, Dreamers and Changemakers, Soñadores y Creadores del Cambio, on display at the Contemporary at Blue Star in San Antonio through October 6th. It features works across all media from nearly 36 artists from across the country. I will be moderating a panel discussion at the Contemporary during a Chicanx symposium. It's called Solve for X and features artists sharing their views on the letter X as a personal, artistic, and political statement. It's happening August 24th at 1 p.m. Central, part of the two-day symposium that features walking tours of the exhibit, workshops, and a master class with photographer Al Rendon. A link with more information is at tpr.org. Visit tpr.org to see many of the images from the exhibit. Thanks for joining us today for Fronteras. Fronteras is produced by Norma Martinez and Maria Navarro. Our executive producer is Dan Katz. Our editor is Fernando Ortiz Jr. Charanga Cakewalk composed our theme music. Hear past episodes at tpr.org and on the Fronteras podcast. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.